In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, the subject of labor is a big one in agriculture, especially in the specialty crop sector. And according to Bell Glade grower Rick Roth,
people don't truly understand that the people that are unemployed today will never pick a crop in Florida agriculture, and that there is no conflict. You're not taking jobs away from Americans to harvest and cultivate crops in Florida in today's economy.
Ross says the issue should not be as political as it's being made out to be.
And therefore, we need to get away from the rhetoric and get to the point of understanding that the business people need a secure workforce, and we just need to be told how to get there. We need to ignore the talking heads and sit down and do business. And unfortunately, it's gotten to be very, very hot political issue, and it really is not that complicated.
And the topic of labor was one of the items of discussion during the Florida Ag Institute Candidates Forum last week, where the candidates for Florida's top political offices presented their plans for governing Florida agriculture to more than 230 industry leaders. In a straw poll following the forum, Pam Bondi for Attorney General and Adam Putnam for Ag Commissioner emerged as clear favorites, whereas gubernatorial candidates Rick Scott and Alex Sink split the crowd almost evenly. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.